As I was studying my Bible today, I was reading in Psalm 103, and the Holy Spirit of God opened up my eyes to a beautiful, beautiful truth that just thrilled my soul, and I wanted to share it with you. Psalm 103, and there the psalmist says concerning the Lord, beginning with verse 8, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy." Now, I want you to notice both words are mentioned here, mercy and grace. Mercy is usually portrayed in the Old Testament, and grace in the New Testament. But here we see both mercy and grace combined together. Mercy is God not giving us what we deserve. That's what mercy is. Grace is God giving us what we do not deserve. Now let me show you this truth here, this beautiful nugget of truth. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Slow to anger, that's grace. Plenteous in mercy is God's mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Now, I want you to notice verse 10 and 11 shows us mercy. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. That's mercy, beloved. God's not given us what we deserve. Oh, how wonderful to know Jesus Christ as our Savior, to experience the grace of God and the mercy of God. God hath not dealt with us after our sins. I'm so thankful God has not given me what I deserve, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. But God, in His mercy, has cleansed us from sin, because Jesus took our sin upon Himself. Jesus paid the price of our iniquities. He blotted them out with His precious blood. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Notice that. So great is God's mercy. He doesn't give us what we deserve. So great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Now, quickly, what does it mean to fear the Lord? Yes, to have a reverential respect and trust in the Lord. But Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13 is a good passage for you to memorize. Proverbs 8:13, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate." Beloved, there's the fear of the Lord. To reverence Almighty God, to honor Him, and to hate evil. Pride, arrogancy, the evil way, the froward mouth, the mouth that speaks evil, impure, wicked, evil things. God says this is the fear of the Lord, hating those things, beloved. And so notice again, He tells us He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. How wonderful it is that God has not dealt with us after our sins. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As high as the heavens are above the earth, how great is His mercy. Then I want you to notice God's grace. Verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Oh, beloved, because of Calvary, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, His dying in our stead for our sin, our having accepted Him as our Savior, our having invited Him into our heart, He has removed our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. Now, beloved, you can start going east and fly all the way around the earth, and you'll never reach west. Oh, yes, we speak about the far west and the far east, but actually, there is no place that you leave east and become west. As long as you're going east, you will go around the entire earth and still be going east. You will never be going west. If you start out going west around the earth, you will continue all the way around the earth and still be going east, or still be going west, rather. Going west all the way, continue to go west. Going east all the way, you'll continue to go east. You never reach the end of east or the end of west. That's how far God in His grace has removed our transgressions. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. To reverence and honor Almighty God, and to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, the evil way, the froward mouth, do I hate. This is the fear of the Lord. Beloved, fear God. Walk in obedience to Him. Delight in His mercy and in His wonderful, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Goodbye.